Yes, you're on Swire FM, test broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz.
I'm getting a
suntan. Oh, yeah, and the time is 10:36. We can thank Peter Chambers for that disco light. I'm going to bring some more in tonight for In Phase. Switch on the strobe. Okay, yeah, you're listening currently to Paul Matthews. I'm doing just a little spiel, well, apart from reminiscing on the music front, which I always do, and I hope the ladies out at Lanales, and Ken's wife Colleen enjoyed that last track. There's a lot more of that sort of thing coming up on the music front. Also, I might just remind our listeners, at 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock, we've got Peter Chambers back in with his Mega Music program again. That'll be requests, so 5 o'clock onwards, give us a call after 5 o'clock this afternoon and put in your request. I'm sure Peter will do his best to try and ring it up. Until then, you can also ring our studio number. I might just remind you that studio number will go dead after this test, so for those people listening, don't ring it after next Tuesday, because you'll get someone else and it won't be us. The actual number, the official Swire FM office number, is 623-2860. That's the official Swire FM office number, okay? But if you want to just tell us how you're receiving us, what you think of our programming just over this week, then don't hesitate to call 832-2331. That's 832-2331. Okay, well, we'll get back into discussing a little bit more of the technical aspects of the station. I just finished discussing what went on in the other room, which was the transmitter room.
The white room.
The white room, yes, that's what's tentatively called the white room. When we first moved into this room here at the Baptist Church, we had some white paint that was left over here from painting other parts of the building. It was only white, so obviously that's all we had to use, and so a large amount of the building is actually white now, so... tends to be called the white room. Okay, in the studio we have a panel. The panel which we're currently using is a Qtech MX1200 12x2, which is a 10-year-old live mixing desk with knobs all over it, which originally back then it cost about $500. It wouldn't be worth over $400 today, and it's been so heavily modified the original makers would not recognize it. It's got switches all over it. And there's a little knob, there's a little space up the back which used to say do not open up or modify or mix it. Well, someone scrubbed that out with a black pen. Also, connected to that, we have another mixing console here, a good old realistic three-channel disco mixing console in which our microphones come in on. That's also been so heavily modified its original manufacturers would not notice it. It's got switches on it to allow us to switch onto air and to have the on-air light flashing and switch out the monitors and things like that. Okay, well, that's on loan. There's other things here. There's a couple of graphic equalizers so we can adjust the signal that we're listening to here in the studio. There's another graphic equalizer so we can adjust the response of the microphones. I can probably give you a demonstration of that. I could do this. This will increase the treble response like this. Hello, hello, hello. Or make it dull and meaningless like that.
That's you normally, isn't it?
Okay, dull and meaningless, yes, I suppose. So, to some people this might seem dull and meaningless, but to others who are into perhaps radio broadcasting or technology in general, they probably know what I'm talking about. Okay, Swire FM 88.3. I think that's enough of the blab about what we're playing with here, all the little toys. Certainly not worth much in money terms, but... worth a great deal to community radio, because as you can hear and as you've heard since Wednesday morning, it's working, and we're quite proud of it, and we hope that when we're given a license in years to come, that we'll be able to perhaps manufacture a complete studio on a shoestring using much the same techniques. Well, Ken. That's Ken Jones, our RF engineer, who's just can't wait to get on air. Oh, okay. We can just do that.
Well, I'm just seeing the fire brigade going up the wrong way of the F4 freeway, and paddy wagons flying down there as well, and traffic's being diverted off the freeway at the moment down the Granville section of the freeway.
That's the F4, is it? Down? Is that up near the new toll gates, over?
That's correct. I've got a truck in front of me at the moment. I can't actually see what the accident is, but there's no traffic coming towards the city. two actually pulling up and smashing into each other as well in the process of trying to get off the freeway.
Oh, right. I think someone's probably driven into those concrete barriers that are separating the lanes. Over.
Yeah, I'll be down there in a sec to let you know.
Okay, we'll be standing by.
Okay, you're listening to Swire FM 88.3, as you just heard from Ken, who is right at this very moment out there on the road at Granville. There has definitely been a major accident, something seriously wrong on the freeway at Granville Parramatta there, so if you're planning a trip by road into the city on that freeway, forget it. Otherwise, take the train or take another route. Certainly, we hope that there hasn't been any fatalities out there. As we find more news, we'll let you know it. Until then, we'll just get back to the reminiscing mode with this particular track, also for Colin out there at Lenails.
You're sick in the thrill. You're out to the max, you're out to
You're on Swire FM, test broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz on the FM band until next Tuesday. We've had further news in about that serious accident in Granville on the F4 freeway. It does appear that there are people trapped in a car. Apparently a Penrith-bound car has left the road and smashed head-on into a city-bound car on the F4 there. Traffic is being diverted via Parramatta Road. However, it is being held up by the emergency services, which need to get in there. So I advise anyone who's planning to visit that area at all just to completely stay well clear of it. It is a emergency situation, so be wary of that. There are people trapped in the car, so those people who are waiting, be patient. There is lives at stake. Okay, well, with that, we will continue with this music and interesting spot here. One of our programmers has just arrived. I'm about to show him around this interesting, well, different panel. And meanwhile, I'll keep you entertained with a few other things. Just a suggestion, if you're going into the city, please divert via Victoria Road. Go around Victoria Road and over the Gladesville Bridge area to the city at the moment. Thank you. Okay. Oh, that's gone wrong again. Okay, now we'll have it.
We would like to acknowledge the following sponsors. Hearts Hire for mobile phones and two-way radio hire. Call Ross or Sarah on 419-4333. Affordable Glass and Glazing for domestic and commercial glazing, mirrors and shower screens. Call Steve on 047-30-3534 or 018-210-392. Eddie Sellers Cycles for racing, touring and mountain bikes. Shop 3 Rudy Hill Plaza, Rudy Hill Road North, phone 675 3817.
Thank you.
FM, test broadcasting, 88.3 megahertz on your FM dial until next Tuesday, the 28th. You don't want to say anything in particular, do you, tonight?
No.
Okay. Oh, he did say something. A two-letter word? No. Well, no is not what we want to say. We want to say yes to community radio in Mount Druitt. That's quite true. Okay. A little bit more about Swire FM's jiggery pokery that we have in here. I've explained the panel to our listeners, hopefully. Okay, the other equipment we've got in here, we have tape decks for playing good quality tapes on, not rubbish. We have access to CD players. Another thing we use a lot of is hi-fi VCRs. The quality of our modern day hi-fi VCRs is such that we can record virtual digital quality on to a full 8-hour cassette. That's a low-speed 4-hour video cassette. The cassette only costs us about $8 or $9, and we can get 8 hours of full stereo music on that, which is absolutely incredible compared to many other professional stations who still persist with either reel-to-reel or DAT technology. DAT, or digital audio tape technology, has an advantage that it's easier to queue up. However, the units cost well in excess of $1,000, and the tapes are very difficult to get also. However, for hi-fi VCRs, just down to Harvey Norman, get a unit, get a couple of tapes, and away you go. You set up your own radio station. Okay, there's not much else to the station, really. The turntables are 8-year-old specials, which have been somewhat slightly modified. I don't know, what else can we talk about? I don't think we'll talk about anything else at this stage. The station has access to 2 telephone lines, so if you want to ring us on 832-2331 and give us an idea of how you're receiving us, whether it's the signal is staticky or whether it's clear, crisp and clean stereo, whether the top end or trebly sounds distorted or something like that, or whether you just think that it sounds great. I would suggest, actually, to some people who are listening out there, have a flick across from us, and of course, make sure you come back, have a flick across from our station to some of the commercial stations on the FM band, and then flick back to us and compare the difference in sound. And if you note that there is a big difference, let us know, because we're interested to know. If we really are trying to do the impossible with nothing, we'd like to know whether it's being successful.
Paul, okay. Stop you there.
Yes,
you
I know it's going to stop and talk.
832-2331 is our number. We've just welcomed along a new person to our little select group. We welcome along Erna, who's going to be answering our phones for us. Thank heavens I don't have to do that again. Zoe, if you've got a request for the Mega Music program this afternoon, one of the few chances you get to get your request played on air, call that number, 832-2331, and have a chat with Erna, who's the Girl Friday.
It always happens, doesn't it? I think they must have tone dialing. Yeah. They know that it's going to ring on air. I mean, most radio studios have an interlock which prevents the phone ringing when the microphone's on, but unfortunately this shoestring budget hasn't got that far yet.
So Erna, who's the Girl Friday from now on, Friday being the appropriate word.
Girl Friday. Oh, yes.
Erna,
yes.
The Girl Friday.
The Girl Friday.
We'll answer the phones.
Yes.
For us this afternoon.
Okay. One more thing. That accident at Granville is most definitely still on. That's a major accident there. Please completely avoid it. It's on the F4 freeway at Granville. There has been a head-on collision between two cars. Apparently one car, Penrith-bound car, jumped the median strip and straight over into a car heading from Penrith. We really hope that there hasn't been any fatalities there, but it's difficult to get details at this stage. We strongly suggest that if you are travelling, then please use the Victoria Road. Traffic is being diverted via the via Parramatta Road, but it's very, very slow in that area at the moment. Okay, with that, we will just get into some more music, some more of the old stuff. This is Rubber Bullets, 10cc.
I went to a party. jail. Load up, load up, load up. We're all the bullets. Load up, load up, load up. We're all the bullets.
I love to hear those convicts squeal. It's a shame these slugs ain't real.
But we can have dancing at the local county fair. Sergeant Baker and his men made a beeline for the jail. And for miles around you could hear the sirens wail. There's a rumor going round death row that a fuse is gonna blow at the local hop at the local county jail.
Nobody, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Nobody, what you gonna do?
She overpowers me with fears that I can't me to the point of madness, the brink of misery. If she's not real, then I'm condemned to the edge of reality. Point of madness, the brink of misery. If she's not real, then I am condemned to the edge of reality.
You're listening to Swire FM. We are test broadcasting. This is community radio. We don't just think about it. We don't just dream about community radio. We do it. And as a result of this test broadcast over the last week, starting on Wednesday, we seem to have picked up a, fan who just cannot leave that 832-2331 alone. Her name is Kim Masters. She's in with the studio with us right now.
And I'd just like to say... that I'm very pleased for someone who works for Telecom that we are making so much revenue from the Masters telephone line. I'd just like to thank you for that.
Oh, all to TRNNS, they love it.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
All right.
That's good. The famous Kim Masters, the SWRFM number one fan, is on the air. What would you like to say to us, Kim?
Hello.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. That's good. Getting there.
A giggling member of the community.
This is community radio. We have the community. This is community on radio.
All right. Hello, community.
Hello, community. Is your mum listening at the moment?
I think so.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Cooper. I hope you enjoyed the Kenny G this morning. Your daughter is having an attack of the giggles. Her Technicolor shirt's gone bright red from all the heat generated by being totally nervous at 16 minutes past 11 on SWRFM. So what sort of music do you like?
Any type.
Any type, okay.
Any type.
Classical album.
Oh, you'll be very pleased with Swire FM then. You'll hear everything on here.
That's right.
We've got jazz from 2 till 4 this afternoon. Bill Bones Matthews is back in with more of that big jazz. What am I doing? I'm getting a song ready. That's right.
Okay.
Okay.
We're still waiting to hear more from Ken out on the roads there about what's happening with that accident.
What's Ken doing out on the road? He should be at work.
Well, he is. He's on his way to reset some repeater station somewhere, I think.
Oh, I see.
We're waiting to hear from Ken Jones. He's going to tell us more about that big accident on the F4 freeway just outside of Granville.
Okay. Major. Yes, it is a major one. We'll have more of that later, and we'll also be talking more about the technical aspects of Swire FM after this song.
Little baby gun,
where's your papa?
Swire FM. Test broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz on the FM band. Yes, we're still here. Kim's still here. But we won't get into that. Okay. On Saturday, that's tomorrow morning, starting at 9 o'clock and going to 1 o'clock, we at Swire FM will be attempting to have a live outside broadcast from the centre court of Mount Druitt Market Town. That will be thanks to CD World at Mount Druitt Market Town, who have lent us the facility to do that. They sponsored us for that morning. Okay, that's a very interesting concept that we have to do there. Telecom are providing a line between there and here so that we can broadcast the signal from Market Town to here. So that's basically how it's done. Okay, what else can we talk about? I think we'll just have to get into some more music. I've run out of things to talk about. If anyone else is interested in technical aspects of Swire FM, even on the RF side, transmitter power and all that sort of thing, don't hesitate to call us up on 832 2331, or if you can perhaps even give us some advice or some suggestions as to what we could do, or if you're interested in becoming involved in some way, ring us on that number. I'll just remind our listeners again, that number will go dead after next Tuesday. It is only a temporary number while the test is on. The actual Swire FM office number is 623-2860. So it's 623-2860. Don't ring the 832 number after the test has completed. Okay, some more music. I have absolutely no idea what a night's queued up for me here, but let's just go with it.
We'll be right back. long or leave before the herd gets stronger, chow. I should have known you would be the very first to cast a stone. You're not to blame, it's your friends that have left me in the rain. They filled your head with wonder, they said I'd drag you under. Now you've lost sight of my love, it's time to say goodbye, love. Ciao, baby, let's call it a day. Ciao, baby, go ahead and throw my love away. No, baby, it's too late to change your mind and stay. Please don't drag it out much longer, leave before the hurt gets stronger. Ciao.
On Swire FM, test broadcasting 98.3 megahertz.
Honey, I'll always love you. I promise to always love you. Cause I think the whole world of you, and you can't change that. No, no.
Yes, and that was Ray Dio. That's R-A-Y-D-I-O. And, of course, you can't change that. An old song, and an appropriate one, because this is the radio. It's Swire FM on 88.3. One final technical aspect of Swire FM would be perhaps to mention the inclusion of broadcast research and development's involvement with Swire FM. It has already been mentioned quite a few times before. Broadcast research and development that are currently based in Kingswood. They have facilities for producing station announcements and promotions, as well as a separate fully equipped studio for producing all sorts of different things like sponsorship announcements. And basically, broadcast research and development are the development side or the development wing of Swire FM. For those people who are interested in being educated so that they can become part of community radio, or they think they've got something that they can say, there's something they want to say regarding an issue in the community, then they will probably have to end up getting involved with broadcast research and development, and that's the way they will get on Swire FM. Okay, time is 11:32. I'm saying a lot now because I'm running out of what to say. What we'll have to do then is just have some more music. I'm afraid that's all there is to it. Someone rung us. It was Mrs. Oh, it was Kathy Jones. That's right, Kathy Jones rung us. She likes the stress-free music which we're currently playing. And because she likes it, we'll play some more. And here it is. This goes out to Jack Dorenboom, this one, if he's listening. This goes out to Jack Dorenboom, and this is one of his favourite songs. It's Joe Satriani, Always With Me, Always With You. Oh,
I turn away from you. I see those looks you're sending me. Is this the way it's meant to be? It's something we should talk about. Just give me time to work it out.
Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving and up. Some girls don't. Well, I know I've got the fever, but I don't know why. Some say they will and some girls lie.
Well, I find your company to be something completely new to me. Now that I know you socially, obviously I'll fall heavily. I've seen those looks you're sending me. This is the way it's meant to be. There's nothing left to talk about. Oh, how I wish you'd work it out.
Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving and up. Some girls don't. Well, I know I've got the fever, but I don't know why. Some say they will and some girls lie.
Turn away from you.
Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of loving in her. Some girls don't. Well, I know I've got the fever, but I don't know why. Some say they will and some girls lie. Some girls will, some girls won't.
You listen to Swar FM, test broadcasting on 88.3 megahertz, and yes, tonight, I know it, the song's finishing. I've only got 20 minutes left to go. It's 11:39 right now. Oh, right. I am led to believe that quite a few people are enjoying this reminiscing. That was, of course, Racy with Some Girls. We'll get slightly newer now. We'll go back into the mid-80s, and we'll have a bit of... what is it? I don't know. I think it's some Bananarama, something along those lines. Oh, that's a bit loud. Still, enjoy, enjoy. 12 o'clock, we've got our special of the Beatles coming up.